Hello and welcome to Rockstar's brand new podcast series, Fintexcellent, the podcast series designed to give quick 15-minute bite-sized insights from excellent fintech leaders, fintech companies, and brands. Our guests range from unicorns through to seed startups and new concepts. This is now our ninth Fintexcellent podcast recording in the series, so I am truly delighted to be speaking today with Joachim. Joachim is a fintech thought leader with a passion for the future of digital banking with over 9 years of venture experience. He is currently the CEO and founder at Minna Technologies, which provides a subscription management platform for retail banks from their headquarters in Gothenburg. Minna enables retail banks to deliver the next generation of digital banking experiences and to increase the pace of digital transformation. Their integrated product suite currently reaches more than 20 million end users through tier one partnerships, including major tier one banks across Europe. Minna's mission is to bring power to the modern consumer by enabling effortless banking in a subscription economy, where the subscription lifecycle can be managed and controlled through one single channel on your mobile. So with that said, a warm hello and welcome to you today, Joachim, and thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, Craig. Thanks for the beautiful introduction. I'm doing great, thank you. As mentioned, I still have Gothenburg rain outside due to the pandemic still locked in Sweden, but I'm doing great.
Good. Glad to hear it. Likewise here as well. So we've been looking forward to having you here today. So before we dive in, Joachim, I just wanted to ask you, and you've already mentioned you're in Gothenburg. So where are you today exactly in Gothenburg, and what color socks are you wearing right now?
So I'm 4 kilometers east of the city center. Well, Gothenburg, West Coast, Sweden, similar, balance between the US. So we have the East Coast and the West Coast. We're always fighting with Stockholm. But that's a great starting point. My socks are actually pink today.
Wow.
Fighting from the underdog city of Gothenburg.
Wow. Pink socks, Gothenburg. I can't think of stronger winning combination than that one. So great stuff. Joachim, can you tell us today for our listeners, what is your story? Tell us how you arrived in fintech and what is your background?
Sure. I'll try to do 30 years and 30 seconds. So I've been running tech ventures for the past 9 years. Minna Technologies is my third company, and I've been in fintech for the past 6 years. The red thread with all of the companies that I started is that I experienced personal consumer experiences, and I have a habit of jumping to solutions. So building a vision statement and a team surrounding a problem that I experienced myself was kind of the trigger. So why I started Minna was because me myself realized in 2013 that I was starting to subscribe to a lot of different things. So I did no longer buy CDs or DVDs. I subscribed to Spotify and Netflix. And now I can tell that that's the reality for most consumers across the globe. And it's also going into a lot of new industries. So we see people subscribing to cars and to groceries or even diapers or razor blades. Mm-hmm. So subscriptions are the new normal.
Yeah, definitely. And also I've encountered that firsthand as well, which is another reason why today's topic is such a pertinent one to myself as well. So could you tell us, Joachim, what is your role today and perhaps the biggest lesson you've learned along the way to get to where you are now today in your career?
Wow, there is not a single answer to that question. I got an H&R background from university. Today I'm working with everything that is external. So I am heading investor relations, strategic partnerships. So we have Visa as one of our major investors, and of course the tier one retail banks that are our partners. So usually I do a lot of bouncing around Europe mainly right now, trying to do the same things on a remote basis.
Okay. So thank you for advising us with that one. And what would you say, switching from you to your company, what would you say is the number one single unique thing about Minna Technologies that is perhaps different to all the other fintechs out there?
If I should quote our investors on this, I think that we have been on the close to over-investing in soft values. So whenever you visit our brand, being on the website, being on social media accounts, we do invest tons of both time and money into employment experience. So we have a super low employee turnover. We have thousands of spontaneous applications. We currently have 18 different nationalities in the company. from all continents of the world. So a lot of effort into finding the best talent to join the journey, so to speak.
Great, great. And about your product itself, what do you think sets you apart there?
So PFM, Personal Finance Management, has been on the market for the past 10 or 15 years, working with data analytics to give insights to the users. Our bet into this universe was that we want to take this industry from insights to actions. So one example, let's say that we read your banking data through the Open Banking Standards or PSD2 standards. It's quite easy to actually track what subscriptions do you have today. So we see that you're paying for Spotify and Netflix. What is very unique to our product proposition is that we add action layers on top of that. So we can actually cancel your gym membership for you. We can cancel your broadband contract for you, or we can help you switch your telco or energy provider for you. So it's a seamless one-click experience for you to save time and save money. So from insights to actions.
Wow. Okay. So this is all through one interface. So you've got complete visibility and control of all these things you might forget about in normal life.
Indeed. And that will be the second unique selling point, that all of the products are designed to be integrated inside retail banks. So these functionalities I just mentioned, they can be found in Swedbank, in Danske Bank, in OP Bank, and across other partnerships in Europe. So the only app you need for this is actually your bank that you already have.
Wow. Okay. It sounds all really simple.
Well, I think that's the key to success. So working with digital solutions in 2020, if you can bring convenience to the end user, you will have a successful model. Just looking at Google Maps, for example, me myself, I'm aware that they might track me 24/7, but I'm kind of okay with that privacy and integrity perspective because the product gives me so much convenience. So can you give it, make it easy for the end user to live a convenient life? You're gonna have a high level of adoption.
Totally, totally agree. So where do you think the innovation and trends are heading next in terms of the tech itself and where it might be heading in your particular industry segment?
So I would say that the tech itself is secondary. So what technology you use to solve a problem is just a consequence of the problem you're trying to solve. So I think it's important to start in that and to work customer centric and really understand what are the expectations of your customers, because they are different compared to 10 or 20 years ago, but banking still offers the same products as they did 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So how can we help the bank in a digital transformation journey to actually earn and retain their customers? I think that's the way that all companies need to go. Adapt to customer expectations and earn your customer.
Perfect. That's a great answer. So in terms of a piece of message or one piece of advice that you think could be the most important one to benefit your customers or clients or people in your industry, what would that be?
Well, we can continue on the same line on customer expectations. Just your new universe of competition as a bank have dramatically changed. So the consequences of PSD2 is, of course, the big wave of fintechs coming up, and some of them are looking at significant market shares. If you're looking at the Starlinks or the Monzos or the N26 or the Revoluts of the world, they will actually take market share. So the banks need to realize that the incumbents are no longer competing with each other. Let's say customer churn and turnover between Barclays and Lloyds or Danske Bank and Nordea is insignificant compared to the amount of customers going to the new challengers. And we saw in 2019 that even Google got their European banking license. So your competition will come from brand new angles. And this competition have another business model than the old banks. So there are no branch offices. They have way fewer employees. They have a lower cost of operation. So of course your competition will be able to outcompete you on price. So how can a bank make a digital transformation to stay competitive?
Perfect. Yeah. And I guess that is the million-dollar question. And that's why you guys are in the position you're in terms of your coming scale up at the moment.
Yeah, indeed. That's basically what we do. So we're selling software products to address with this, to work with this key initiative, to help banks to transform faster. And I think the pandemic acted as an even bigger accelerator on this. When you got forced to close your branches, of course, you need to enable digital user journeys.
Definitely. So if our listeners want to find out more about Minna and yourself, where should they go from here?
Well, the easiest way would be the website being minnatechnologies.com or simply minna.tech. And you'll hopefully find whatever you need. And if you don't, I'll be happy to take feedback.
Great. Thank you very much for opening that one up, Joachim. So finally, it's a tradition here at Rockstar to ask all of our guests, if you had to pick a Rockstar person or music anthem, what music track would best resemble you, Minna, your culture or your brand, and why would you choose it?
Oh, wow. You're asking a Swede about music. So have a lot of pride in this with ABBA and Avicii and everything in between. So our organization design is built on startups in a startup. So we actually have 12 different teams in the organization, and each of these teams have their own culture and their own narrative. So we have one team that is called Bank to the Future, and obviously they have the soundtrack of Back to the Future after a theme song. We have another team called Master Builders that have the Lego soundtrack of Master Builders, Big Bang Theory is the third example with the soundtrack of Big Bang Theory. So those different anecdotes, I would say, are very different and talking to our culture.
It sounds like a wonderful concoction, and basically you've got an album there by the sounds of it.
That's a great idea. Spotify playlist coming up.
Great stuff. Joachim, thank you for joining the Rockstar Fintechland podcast series. You've been an absolute rock star today.
Thank you, Craig. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Bye.